Apple growers in Wisconsin are expected to produce a total of 20 million pounds of the fruit by the end of the season. The USDA National Agriculture Statistics Service says that's the smallest crop in decades. Areas in central and southern Wisconsin were the hardest hit. UW Extension fruit specialist Rebecca Harbit says most apple growers don't have crop insurance. Still, she says most farmers will get by the best they can until next year.
There are some that are just closing their growers and not opening. And any apples that they do have, they'll just sell on the wholesale market. So there's a few of them. But the majority of apple growers are keeping their doors open because they do have some apples.
Wood Orchard in Egg Harbor will be open for business. Co-owner Steve Wood expects to harvest just over 50% of his normal apple crop. Wood says he still has a wide variety of apples to choose from, but he says consumers will likely see an increase in price no matter where they buy their apples.
Our tart cherries have gone up dramatically because of the same crop situation that many apple growers are facing. Just supply and demand has really reduced the supply, and so then that is reflected by increase in price.
How much more apples will cost at each orchard is still unclear, although at least one grower says he expects retail prices to increase as much as 40% or more. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.